This is KUT. The City of Austin is considering adding some structures to the downtown landscape, 24-hour public restrooms. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, the initiative could benefit more than tourists stuck downtown without a place to go.
This is the sound of rushing water, not, well, the other thing. More than a decade ago, a Texas state agency decided that four bodies of water in Austin had unsafe levels of
fecal bacteria.
You know, poop. Chris Harrington with the city's Watershed Protection Department says the bacteria come from all kinds of places.
Domestic pets, leaking wastewater infrastructure, wildlife, and direct defecation by humans are all happening simultaneously and to varying degrees.
And into Austin's streams and creeks. So the city wants to offer these new restrooms as a cleaner alternative. Not only could it help improve water quality, but it could offer a certain level of convenience to visitors. Think of the times you've visited a city only to stop in the sidewalk and ask,
where are their public restrooms? And these might be visitors, they might be people who are from Austin, down here entertaining.
Bill Bryce with the Downtown Austin Alliance says a few cities have tried this out, including Portland and San Diego. Some have been more successful than others. San Diego eventually removed their public restrooms when they couldn't afford the maintenance costs. Plus, they provided cover for some unwelcome activities.
Problems of people using the restroom to go in and lock the door to use or sell drugs or to conduct, you know, prostitution activities or other things that you don't want happening in a public restroom.
City council members have instructed the city manager to research a public restroom pilot program, during which the city could test out the look and placement of these restrooms. That research will be presented to city council members in March. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.